The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were blazing already. Do you think I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, rather division. Does that sound like Jesus? Is that Jesus, his voice? Good old Jesus? You know, the one who said, let the little children come to me. The one who told the sinful woman, has no one here condemned you? Neither do I condemn you. Go in peace. Yes, it's the same Jesus. Same one who made a whip of cords and overturned the money changers' tables in the temple. The very same Jesus who rebuked the Pharisees and called them a nasty word. You brood of vipers, who told you to flee the coming wrath? And it is the same Jesus who said, love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. What we have today in the gospel is the prophetic voice of Jesus. You know, not everyone will wholeheartedly embrace the good news. Follower of Jesus is going to encounter resistance. Discipleship means risk. Risk of being ostracized, being ridiculed, being shoved to the side. Discipleship means standing alone to be peace, mercy, reconciliation in the face of violence, hatred, self-centeredness. Discipleship means being rejected by those who refuse to deny self, pick up their cross, and follow him. By those who refuse to love absolutely, with no conditions, no strings attached. I would like to think that I fall on the right side. And many times I do. But honest reflection tells me that I still have not wholeheartedly, fully committed myself to Jesus. I still hold back. I keep my discipleship at arm's length at times. I'm selfish. I am not always the cause of peace, but rather division. I am not yet the absolute lover. I am not yet the disciple that Jesus knows I can be. we are not yet the disciples that Jesus knows we can be.